from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Shalak, age 37 at the time of this interview.
I was born on April 12, 1976. Actually, I was born in Pittsburgh, PA, grew up in Belsouver on the south side of Pittsburgh. In the area I grew up in, we definitely had fun as kids, but then when I turned about 13 years old, that's when like the gangs actually infested the streets of Pittsburgh. It was like this one morning I woke up and everybody was a gang member, and that's when things really got crazy. A lot of people got killed, a lot of people got taken away from drugs, a lot of people went to jail. It was a bittersweet kind of thing. I had fun, but at the same time, it was dangerous as well. The lowest point in my life was when my little brother had got killed. There was not a feeling that I ever felt like that before. And I mean, that was definitely a very, very low point in my life. I didn't know which way I was going to go. I got into the music when I was real young, around y'all's age, and that's what probably saved my life, just putting in a lot of time with my creative aspect. And, you know, times I would get calls saying so-and-so got killed while I'm in the studio or writing, so it actually literally saved my life. Right after high school, I went to the Art Institute for a little while because I knew what I wanted to do. I pursued like their audio and video program because I wanted to get into the musical arts and things like that. So I went there for a few months, and then a little bit after that, I just decided just to go ahead and work and buy my own studio and make it happen independently. I've been into the music for a real long time. Artist, producer, promoter, motivator. Love working with children, helping them bring their creative aspect out of their individual selves and, you know, building up a positive access for them as well. The advice I have for youth today would be, don't let no one tell you that you can't reach a certain goal or reach a certain dream, and to strive past anybody that's just being negative. Don't be around negative people. Even though you might know a negative person all your life, if this person is just like a negative nag in your life, maybe you need to change friends or so-called friends and just deal with people that are positive, because you're not going to get anywhere being around negative people. Live to the fullest dreams and goals you have. Live up to the fullest and be around positive people. Do positive things, even if that means standing out from the crowd. You don't have to hang with people just to try to fit in. It's better to be by yourself than to be with a bunch of knuckleheads. So we all have to learn off each other. We all have to tolerate each other and build with each other to make a better community. We all have to work together for positive change. We have to find out what the problem is and not just harping on the problem, coming up with solutions, because someone is complaining and complaining all day. I don't want to be around that. Keep that far away. I'm about solution building. So, you know, that's what it's about, building solutions.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Joshua Sacco, DeAndre Collier, and Justin Howell. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.